Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, people. Good afternoon to my radio audience. Again, this is my second attempt to try to make this audio. I'm having some kind of technical problems, some kind of interference, but me, I'm the kind of person don't give up easy. So I'm here again. I am back. I'm going to attempt to sing a song to the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob again. I would like to give all the glory, all the honor, all the praise due to his heavenly holy name. I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant today. It's the Sabbath. It is also the Passover today for the children of Israel. It's our Passover, the Hebrew nation. So I would like to sing a song to the glory of the God of Israel, a higher his name, for the Passover.
When I see Zion, I will be so happy. I will be so happy when I see the God of Israel. Zion, Zion, Zion is a beautiful place. Zion, Zion, Zion is a beautiful place. I will be so happy, to see Zion, I will be so happy, I will see the God of Israel there. Oh, Zion is in my heart. Oh, Zion is in my mind. Oh, Zion is in my heart. I will be so happy over there. Just a little short song. I love to sing to the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let's go right into our broadcast. 1, 2, 3, 4 generations of young and old people vanishing away. Why? That's what we need to find out today. That's what we need to figure out. And that's what we need to understand. I'm here to help you to understand in the prophetic what is going on with young and old people dying all over the earth. And like I told you earlier on the other broadcast, you can vanish away all kind of ways. You don't have to die to vanish away. It's all kind of ways that you can vanish away still living in this world. This is Sister Radio Talk Show, and I am your host, Elisha Ba. I am the prophetess of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the prophet of the Hebrew nation. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. need to understand that what I am talking about today and what I will be teaching you about today is a generational thing. It's been going on from one generation to the next, all the way up into the fourth generation. We're dealing with modern time now. We're not going to deal with the ancient time. Ancient is back there when Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and the children of Israel, our ancestors, was living. One moment. But today, we're going to deal with modern time. And we're going to talk about some ancient things that happened back then too. But we have a generational problem that has been going on since ancient times up until today, modern times. As we can see, young, old people are vanishing away. Why? When we see people in the Bible like Abraham lived to see 175 years old. People like Jacob lived to see 100 and something years old. Moses. All kind of people lived to see long age. But now today we have children dying at 1 year old, 5 years old, 3 years old, 6 years old, 10 years old, 12, 15, 18, 20, and the list go on and on and on and on. And we need to understand why. What's the difference with them and what's the difference with us? And we are their children. We are their offsprings. We are the seed of Jacob. We are the children of Yaakov, the children of the 12 tribes of Israel in the earth today. We are a special people. We are a special people. So let me look up the word generation to start our broadcast. Generation, definition, a body of living beings constituting a single step in the line of descent from an ancestor. That's the number one definition for generation, people. A body of living beings. Those living beings will be the 12 tribes of Israel. That's the body. That's the body. That's the body in the members of the Mashiach, the Messiah. Okay, we are the body of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are the Hebrew people, we are the Hebrew nation, a body of living beings constituted. See, we're so divided. We're so different. We're so separated. We so better than one another. We so higher than one another. But it don't supposed to be like that. The God of Israel, when he created his chosen seed in the earth, the children of Israel, it was one body, one mind, one spirit, one God. We've been separated as the Hebrew nation through religion, through doctrine of man, through teaching of man, through the laws of this land, the laws of this earth that the God of Israel don't got nothing to do with. They divided his body through religion and through teachings and doctrines and instructions of man. And that man would be your government and your masters and the rulers of this earth. The Sanhedrin, that's what I call them. And that's what the Bible call them also. The Sanhedrin, a ruling body of men and women controlling the 12 tribes of Israel, telling us what we can do, where we can go, where we can work, where we can live, how we got to live, what we got to follow, what we got to keep, what our kids got to do, what our... They've been ruling a generation of people ever since our ancestors got kicked out of Jerusalem because they rebelled against the God of Israel over there in Jerusalem. They got kicked out. All that didn't get kicked out, millions of them died in the wilderness when they left Egypt. Millions died in the wilderness. Millions died in Jerusalem when they got in Canaan, the promised land again. But I'm bringing it up to this day and time, people. I'm bringing it up to this day and time, people. Generation means a body of living beings. Constitution, constitute a single step. A single step. One single thing that we supposed to be doing as the 12 tribes of Israel. That is following the God of the Hebrews and keeping his law and his doctrine and his law, his statutes, commandments, and judgments and ordinances. That's the single step that we supposed to do as the bloodline of our ancestors of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are the physical people of that bloodline in this earth in the last days. No, Israel is not dead. You can't kill Israel. You can't kill Israel. You can never kill Israel because it was a promise that he made to our fathers, Abraham, that would be like the sands on the seashore, and Israel would be forever throughout generations. You can't kill Israel. The 12 tribes will always exist. It's just that they have killed us, the people that rule this world, the masters, they have killed us through their teaching. They have destroyed us as a people through their religion, through their teaching. Through us calling on other gods beside our own God. They destroyed that single step and told you, you don't have to keep the law no more. You're under grace. They destroyed that single step by telling us we don't have to work for the God of Israel. We got to work for them now. We got to go to their jobs and their corporations and their colleges and their education. They took everything out of us and replaced it with their law, with their step, with their system. We have been systematically programmed from generation to generation. To generation to generation. We're dealing with four generations right here. One, two, three, four generations have vanished away and still vanished in the day. Okay, people? We have been systematically programmed by these people are oppressors, the enemy of the God of Israel. They the God of Israel enemies. They don't like him. The Gentiles, they don't like him. They hate the God of Israel, and they hate the God of Israel people, which is us, the 12 tribes of Israel. So they systematically, from one generation to the next, programmed us to do whatever they want us to do. And this is why we are vanishing away. This is why, people, I'm here to help you. As the prophet of the God of Israel, I am here to help you to understand what is going on with us, the greatest people on earth, the Hebrews. We are the greatest people on the face of the earth. We are gods. The Bible calls us gods. Our father Jacob was a god. He was oppressed with the God of Israel. And we are his, we are prince and princess. We are gods. We powerful people. Our DNA is powerful. We got the same DNA that the God of Israel had. But because you've been so programmed and deceived by man, by government, by Senate and Congress, and rulers of this earth, you are disconnected from the God of Israel. And that's why he had me to come on today, to talk to you people, to try to put some sense in your head. Because you are vanishing away rapidly. Rapidly. And guess what? The God of Israel can't do nothing to help you until you realize, number one, who you are as a people. That's the first step. Number two, to realize who the God of Israel is. You got to realize who he is first. And then you got to realize that you are the 12 tribes of Israel, the sons and daughters of Jacob. Yaakov is our father. Abraham is our father. Isaac is our father. The people that left Egypt, the children of Israel, left Egypt and went to the wilderness for 40 years is our ancestors. Okay, Pete. So I'm reading right here, generation. It's a body. It is a body. We are one people. I'm not Mexican. I'm not African American. I'm not Honduras. You're not Guatemalans. You're not Puerto Ricans. You're not Cubans. You're not Jamaicans. You are the children of the living God. His name is Ahaya, the God of Israel. That's who you are. You Issachar, Zebulun, Manasseh, Asher, Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, Haiti, Levi. That's who we are, Pete. That's who we are. We are that body. We only got one way to go. That's reading it. It's one single step. And that step is to serve the God of Israel and keep his law and do whatever he told our ancestors to do. We, the children, we got to do it so that it can go well with us, so that we can live long in the earth like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all of them.
It went well with Abraham. He was wealthy. He was the richest man on earth. Solomon, the richest man on earth. Their bowls of their money ain't nothing over Abraham. Nothing. He was so wealthy. He was so righteous. And he was so blessed by the God of Israel. We are that body. We are that people. We must constitute together as one. As one people. We are the line. It's a definition, a body of living beings constituting a single step in the line of descent from an ancestor. That's definition number one for generation. Definition number two for generation. A group of individuals born and living together. An action, the action or process of producing of offspring. Abraham, we his offspring, people. Jacob, we they offspring. No, you're not a Gentile. No. No. You've been programmed to think that you got to go. Let me keep going. Let me keep going. I'm going to go to the scripture now. I'm going to go to the scripture now. Our young people are being destroyed from one generation to the next. We have been destroyed as a people. I'm old now. You old. We was destroyed as children. Our mama destroyed us. Our daddies destroyed us. How did they destroy us? They destroyed us by teaching us the system of the oppressors. The government is our oppressor. They oppress us. The rulers. We've been destroyed from one generation to down to four generations of people have vanished away and are being totally destituted and destroyed. And all you people can think about is Jesus. That's all you can talk about, Jesus, Jesus, what Jesus gonna do. See, Jesus ain't gonna do nothing. He never did nothing for my mama, now, my mama, none of them. What is wrong with you people, man? What's wrong with y'all? Can't y'all see? Can't you see what have happened to my mama, and her mama, and his mama, and they mama, and they children, and your children, and my children? Can't you see it? You don't care, do you? You don't care. That you are destroying your own children. Let me read the scripture. Genesis 17:7. 1, 2, 3, 4 generations of young and old people vanishing away. Why? This is Sister Radio Talk Show. Genesis 17. I'm only going to be here to the God he is. You don't say it all that I need for you to say, daughter. I can't help them because they don't want to change. And they don't want to listen. And they don't want to obey me. You done enough. That's what he told Moses way back there in the wilderness. Get out my way, Moses. I'm about to kill these people. Get out my way.
Jeremiah, Ezekiel, all of them. Get out, my, I got to take them down. Genesis 17, verse 11. And you shall circumcise. No, let's go up to verse 10, Genesis 17, 10. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and the seed after thee. I'm sorry, verse 7, people. Way down here. Genesis 17, 7. I would establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, and their generations, for everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. He told our father, who is he? The God of Israel. High is his name. He told our father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Abraham was the first father. I will establish my covenant, my agreement, what I want the children of Israel to do. They belong to me. They don't belong to the government. They don't belong to the bosses on their job. They don't belong to their education, and they belong to me. They are a chosen people in the earth. I will establish the covenant between me and you, Abraham, and your seed after you and their generations. And that will be us. Back then, it was our ancestors, the children of Israel, that left Egypt. And even before, yeah, that's when he established a covenant with them. But he had a covenant way back there when he created Adam and Eve. He always had a covenant. But we just going to deal with it, the children of Israel when they left Egypt. He said, I'm going to establish it. And their generation. He established it in their generation, and he is still established today in ours. We have a covenant people that we must keep. We have a God people that we must serve. His name is not Jesus, and none of them names that you have been given. No. No. And he said, Abraham, after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant. So that means if he told Abraham this way back there in ancient times, he said, your seed, this is going to be an everlasting covenant. That means no one can break that contract. No one can break that covenant. It's everlasting, people. Your children got to keep it. They children got to keep it. My mama had to keep it. Her mama had to keep it. Her mama had to keep it. Her daddy had to keep it. It go on and on and on, people, down to the fourth generation, which is now. They got to keep it. He said, if they keep it, Abraham, if they do what I want them to do, Abraham, I will be their God. I will be their God. So he cannot be your God, Israel, if you're not following his covenant. That's the only way you can get the blessing from him. That's the only way Abraham got the blessing. That's the only way Jacob got it. That's the only way Israel got it. Isaac got it. Samuel and David and Solomon, they had to follow the God of Israel. And he blessed them. He prospered them. He made them the richest people on the face of the earth. And they didn't work for nobody. They didn't work for nobody. They didn't work for no company. They didn't work for no man. They didn't work for no one
but the God of Israel. And he prospered and he blessed them so very much. Verse 8, and I will give unto thee, Abraham, and to thy seed. Seed means sperm of people in Hebrew. I will give unto thee and thy seed after thee, Abraham, the land where thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for everlasting possession, and I will be their God. See, our ancestors, the children of Israel, we got the same DNA they got, the same bloodline. They did not want their God. Even in the wilderness, they didn't want him. And then when they got to the promised land, Canaan, they didn't want him either. So he could never be their God. And that's why he killed millions of them in the wilderness. He killed millions of them in Canaan, and then he kicked them out. And that's how we got on this side of the universe. That's how we got on this side of the world. Because we got kicked out by our God. Because we didn't want to serve him. We didn't want to do what he wanted. He don't want no people that don't want him. You got to want him. You got to want to be with him. Verse 9 of Genesis 17. In Canaan, it's an everlasting possession, people. The Israelis, no, that's fake Israel. That's not real Israel. Real Israel belongs to the Hebrew people. That would be us, the 12 tribes. No one can step there but us. Why? Because it's saying right here in Genesis 17:8, it's an everlasting possession. Canaan, Jerusalem, belong to the children of Israel. It's in the mountain. No one is there. No one is there but the heavenly host. No one can step foot on that land but a Hebrew. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, Abraham. Therefore, thy and thy seed after thee in their generations. That would be this generation today. That would be that generation back then. We must keep the covenant. Agreement. We must keep the agreement. We must keep the law. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and thy seed. After thee, every man child among you shall be circumcised. And you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and you shall take the covenant between me and you. Abraham already knew the law. Believe me. Next verse, Genesis 18:19. We are their offspring, people. Genesis 18:19. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Ahiah to do justice and judgment, that Ahiah may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Abraham was the richest man on the face back in his time and back in his. Who made him wealthy? The God of Israel made him wealthy. He was righteous. He said, Abraham, I know you're going to command your children, Isaac and Jacob, and your household, your servants, to keep my covenant. And that covenant back then that he made with Abraham was circumcision. And they had to follow righteousness because Abraham was righteous.
He said, you're going to command Isaac to do what I want you to do. You're going to command your grandson, Jacob, to do what I want you to do. And my father, my modern day father, he dead today. He ain't command me to follow the God of Israel. He didn't command me to keep the Bible. He didn't command me to live righteous when I was a little girl. He was a drunk. He didn't command me to do nothing. My father never told me nothing that I had to do, because most of the time he was always drunk when I saw him. My mama didn't command me to do nothing but go to school and get an education and get a job. She didn't command me to follow the God of Israel. She didn't command me to obey the Bible, to obey the law, to obey the covenant. She commanded me to follow the system.
Go to school, get an education, she said. Go to school, get an education. When you get your education, you're going to get a good job.
That's what.
Oh, go to church, sing about Jesus. Make sure you go get baptized in Jesus.
That's what was commanded of me, of my parents. That's what was commanded of you, of your parents. The same systematic programming that has been going on before my grandma and for her grandma. I'm talking about 500 years, people, of programming. And you wonder why young and old people are vanishing away? We don't have nothing inside of us to keep us alive. All we know how to do is go to work, go to school, go to college. That's all we know how to do. We go to church. We are vanishing, people. We are losing the battle. People dying rapidly every day. COVID-19, all kind of ways of death and destruction is in this earth. So he told Abraham, Abraham, I know you're going to do right. That's what the God of Israel told him. You are a righteous man, Abraham. You're going to command your children, Isaac. You're going to command your grandson to do what's right. To do what's right. What are we teaching our children? How to be whores and prostitutes. That's what my mama taught me, how to be a prostitute at 7 years old. Y'all want to know what was commanded me as a little girl? How to drink alcohol, party, go to bars and clubs and party, and get dressed up. That's what was commanded and showed me as a child. Nothing but destruction. Education is destruction to me. Why? Because the God of Israel ain't never told you to get no education. It's not a scripture in the Bible to tell you to let somebody educate you. Let me keep going, people. What have you been commanded? I'm reading Genesis 18:19. What have your mom and your dad commanded you people to do? The same thing that they commanded me to do. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. But go to church and be humble and be quiet and do whatever they tell you to do. Be good. Obey the law. Obey the people that got rule over you. Do whatever they tell you to do. Obey the Congress. Obey the government. Obey the Constitution. That's what they told us. Obey man and not obey our God. Next verse. Psalms 37, 25. But Abraham, our father, our ancestor, he commanded the people to be righteous, to live righteous, to live right, to be right, to work for the God of Israel. They ain't have no job, man. They went out in the field every day and planted their food. They didn't have to go to no market and buy nothing. They didn't have to go to no water house and no store and buy bottles of water. They had wells all over Jerusalem. Wells. Do you see the difference, people? They had wells everywhere. They didn't have no education, no big colleges and universities and schools everywhere that was teaching them something. They taught their own kids righteousness. That's what Abraham taught his kids, righteousness. That's what Isaac taught his kids, righteousness. That's what Jacob taught his kids, righteousness. And once you learn righteousness, the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit will teach you whatever else you need to know in this earth. We already got everything in us. I told y'all, there's no people like the Hebrews on the face of the earth. We was born with wisdom. We was born with knowledge. We was born of that. We was born the high IQ. We was born with it. We got the same DNA as the God of Israel. We geniuses. But because we have been given over to our enemies, the Gentiles, the enemies of God, the people that rule this world, they've taken all our IQ. They've taken all our wisdom and all our knowledge that our children are geniuses. I was a genius and I still is a genius. But because we don't know who we are, and we don't know who our ancestors is, and we don't know who our God is, we are messed up people. That's why you feel like you got to have an education. Because you don't know who you are. You don't know you're a God. You don't know you're a genius. You don't know you're a king. You don't know you're a queen. You don't know you're a prince. You don't know you're a princess. You don't know that, do you? No, because no one is telling you that. They telling you, you black, you Mexican, you Honduras, you Guatemala, you this, you that. That's not who we are. Next scripture. I'm trying to stay calm, people. I'm trying to stay calm and be nice today and just teach you. Just teach you what is coming out of me to teach and say. No, there's no school in the Bible. There's no education in the Bible. Why are you doing it? This is how they have destroyed from one generation to the next. Why are you doing through their education system? It have destroyed our IQ. It have took everything out of our mind that the God of Israel put inside of us before we was even born. Abraham done worked in the field. They didn't work in no corporations. They wasn't no doctors and nurses and all that stuff you see set up in this earth from this system. They worked for the God of Israel. And they had their own everything. And you have absolutely nothing. He people, let me say it loud and clear so you can hear me. We have absolutely nothing. When our ancestors had everything, something is wrong, something is not right, something is not clicking here. Next scripture, Psalms 37. This is David. I have been young, and now I am old. Yet have I not the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. David says, I've been young, and now I'm old, and I never seen the righteous forsaken. Why are we forsaken, people? Why? Why are we sick? Why are we poor? Why are we hungry? Why are we broke? Look at the border, man. Look at the border right now of Mexico and the United States border. Do you see all them little poor, hungry children? Do you see all them poor, hungry men and them poor, hungry women running to the government to help them at a border? You know why they are being forsaken by the God of Israel? And they are his people. They are the 12 tribes of Israel. Honduras, Israel. Guatemala, Israel. Hebrews, Mexicans, Israel, Hebrews. But they are being forsaken. Why? Because they are not righteous like they daddy Abraham and like they daddy Jacob. They not righteous. We not righteous. That's why we've been forsaken by the God that created us and put us in the earth, the God of the Hebrews. We are the Hebrews. But we ain't got nothing. And our daddy Abraham and Jacob and Isaac and Solomon and David, they was wealthy. Where is our inheritance from our fathers? Where is our inheritance from Abraham? Where's our inheritance from Jacob? Where is it? You know where it is? The Romans got it right now. The Romans got our inheritance. They took it from us. When they tore down Jerusalem and took Jerusalem down, and we ran into Africa and Ghana and the West Coast, the Ivory Coast, we ran into Africa. Our ancestors that was brought here on the slave ships in the 15th century. We ran into Africa, running from Romans in 70 AD. David said, I never thought of righteous forsaken. So no, because you're serving Jesus, you're not righteous. Because you're calling on Jehovah, you're not righteous. Abraham didn't call Jesus. Abraham didn't call on Jehovah. Righteousness. I'm reading Psalms 37:25. It's Hebrew number for righteous, 6662, lawful. Lawful. That means that when you are righteous, you keep the law. You keep the covenant. That's the only way you can be righteous, people. And that's why you are forsaken by the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews, a high man, because you are not righteous. We are not righteous enough. So he forsaken us. We hungry. That's how we know we forsaken, when we don't got the wealth of our father Abraham and Jacob. We ain't got no shoes on our feet. We ain't got no money in our pocket. We ain't got no joy. We ain't got nothing, man, but a government check and some cheese and some food stamps and a paycheck that we get once a week. That's all we got. And a mortgage. And a college degree. And a big house that you ain't even finished paying for yet. And you might be finished paying for it, but that don't mean nothing. You are being, we have been forsaken. And David said, nor have I seen his seed begging bread. The seed of Abraham, that's who he's talking about right here in Psalms 37:25. The seed of the God of Abraham, the God of Abraham, the God of Israel. We are his seed. But we are begging bread. We lining up. We lining up at the restaurants. We lining up at the grocery store. We lining up at we lining up. Just lining up. That's all we do. Lining up to get some food out of their grocery store. Begging for their bread. Who is they? The Gentiles. The enemy of Israel. The enemy of the 12 tribes of Israel. The enemy of the God of Israel. We begging bread from them. Why? Because you don't have your own bread. And that's why you vanishing away. Because you have nothing that you can say is yours. Everything that you get, everything that you have, comes from somebody else. And that's why we losing one generation to the next generation, to the next generation. My mama was begging bread. Her mama was begging bread. Hungry, poor, broke. And we are their children doing the same thing that they did 500 years ago. When they got off the slave ships, Israel. When the Spaniards came over here in the Caribbean and in Mexico and took down the 10 tribes, the Guatemalans, they call them. The Panamanians, they call them. Cubans, they call them. Puerto Ricans, they call them. When the Spaniards came and took them down as a people, they became poor, broke, hungry and destitute. Just like when we got off the slave ship in the 15th century, that's when the Spaniards came and took the 10 tribes down, the same exact time. We've been begging that ever since. So you're not righteous. You're not righteous. Anytime you got to go into a corporation and work 8 hours a day, 6 days a week, you begging bread. Anytime you got to go give somebody $5,000 to $10,000 or $30,000 to get their education so they can teach you how to go on a job and get a paycheck, you begging bread. Anytime you got to line up at a grocery store with a mask on your face, let somebody scan your head 100 times in 1 week, putting all kind of sanitizer on your hands to clean your hands. You beg bread. Because you don't have your own. And you don't want it. Because you've been so conditioned by your mom's and your dad and your grandma now telling you to obey. Be a good little boy.
Be a good little girl. Do whatever that white man tell you. Do whatever that white man tell you. You don't do what that white man tell you. He's going to beat you, and he's going to throw you in jail. Yeah, he will beat you and throw you in jail and even kill you. And that's why we're vanishing away right now. Because they've been killing us the whole time. They've been killing our children. They've been killing us. They don't kill our ancestors. Next scripture. You begging bread. You Christian times and songs, but you don't understand what David is talking about. Who he talking about? He talking about the children of Israel. We begging bread, man. We on our knees crying out, crawling on the ground, telling the government to give us a piece of cheese. Give us some water at their water house. If they turn the water off, what are we going to do? We ain't got no water. We ain't got no food. We ain't got nothing. They close the bank down and take all our money. What are we going to do? You begging bread, man. And you guess what? They got us right where they want us. Next scripture. Oh, I'm going to take all the way to 28. Look what it says, verse 26 of Psalms 37:26. He is fruitful and linen, and his seed is blessed. Y'all see that? You see that, Hebrews? He, the God of Israel, a high is his name. He's merciful, and he lend unto his seed is blessed. What is blessed? Okay. Psalms 37:26 for the word blessed, because I got people always saying, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. See, we've been programmed to believe that by our mom and them. Our mom and them used to say the same thing. Talking about 500 years, man. Five generations. A generation is 100 years. 100 years is one generation. We've been saying we blessed for five generations, 500 years. My mama and them said that. And then a piece of bread in their refrigerator, man. They have no water to drink. Absolutely nothing. I can remember when I was a little girl. We had to lay in the bed for 5 to 6 days before my mama get some food stamps. Before we can eat, man. We went to bed so hungry. So hungry. We didn't have a piece of bread in our refrigerator. Nothing. But then we had to get up on Sunday and go to church. People, do y'all understand me? We had to get up on Sunday and go to church without a piece of bread in our mouth, hungry, talking to Jesus and praying. And they didn't get no food. Still had to go back home hungry, crying ourselves to sleep at night because we're so hungry. So people, don't ever say you blessed again. Don't believe the program no more. Bless me right here in Psalms 37:26, Hebrew number 1:2:9:3. For bless, it means prosperity. Prosperity, liberal, pool. That means you got so much money. You got so much wealth. You got so much of everything. But you little slaves, we little poor little begging children, waiting on a hand outside us, and not our God. How we bless people. I'll never say that again. I'm blessed. I used to say it all the time when I was a Christian pastor and when I was a Christian. I'm blessed, and I ain't got nothing to pull. My kids hungry, they ain't got no shoes on their feet. How are you blessed? Blessed is what Abraham had, our father, Jacob, our fathers. Bless me, prosperity, beyond what you can see, people. That's how much wealth our ancestors had and our fathers. Next verse, Psalms 37:27. Depart from evil and do good and dwell evermore. For higher love judgment and forsake not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. That's why you got a lot of people dying. Children. Children, freak accidents happen, airplanes falling out the sky, killing kids up in the car, children drowning, children, all kinds, young people, young and old, newborns are dying and vanishing away, and nobody is talking about it, and nobody's trying to understand why. And nobody's trying to understand what is wrong here. What is wrong? None of your leaders trying to figure out. None of your leaders even care to talk about children dying. And now they die by the busloads every day. Young people not living to see 10 years old. Not living to see 5 years old. Not living to see 20 years old. Dying. Why, Pete? Why are we losing a generation of people? You know why? Because we're not righteous. We're not righteous. You're just like your daddy, the Gentiles. That's who your daddy is. The Gentiles. They have programmed us. Program from one generation to the next. You teach it to your kids. My mama taught it to us. She taught it to her kids. They taught it to their kids. They teach it to their kids. Oh my God. Help us. You can turn the light off. I don't need it. Help us. Please help us, Father. That's all I can say, people. Please help us, Father. We are dying. We are losing ourselves. We have lost ourselves. I think about my little grandkids. What's going to happen to my little grandkids? What's going to happen to my son's children? The same thing that happened to me. The same thing that happened to him. The same exact thing, people. Begging bread. Begging bread. We're not commanding. I did not command my children to live righteous. I did not command my son to live righteous. I took him to church. That's not righteousness. I took him to the church and told him to join the choir and sing to Jesus and God. Don't miss the church bus on Sunday. I told him to go to school and get an education. So they can get a good job. That's not righteousness. I told them to obey their oppressors, the government. That's not righteousness. Righteousness is of the law. Righteousness is obeying the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
the God of our fathers. That's righteousness. Look what he said here. He take care of his saints. His saints is the righteous. And he say, they are preserved forever, the seed of the wicked to be cut off. Cut off means banished away. Let me look it up in the Hebrew. I'm reading Psalms 37, 28. Hebrew number for cut off is Hebrew number 3772. To cut off down. By implication, to destroy. Or consume. Cut off, people. He said, I'm going to cut the seed of the wicked off. And that's why you got COVID in the earth. And that's why you got people ruling over you in the earth where your God's supposed to be ruling you and systematically programming you from one generation to the next. Our kids will never be nothing. They ain't gonna never be nothing but little slaves just like we was growing up. I am what my mama was because she programmed me the way they programmed her. My baby, they'll never be nothing. Never. Because they are not being taught that they are kings and they are queens and that they are royalty and that they are gods and that they are rulers. They not being taught that they are geniuses. And they don't need no education and nobody to teach them. What? Oh, the government told me I got to put my kids in school or they're going to put me in jail. Well, put me in jail because I'm not going to let your ass teach my child nothing because the God of Israel told me to do that. Do whatever you got to do, garbage. Because you're not going to enslave my child like you don't enslave four generations of people. Why you scared of the government and scared of this and scared of that? Because you're not righteous. That's why. Because Abraham wasn't scared of nobody. Isaac wasn't scared of nobody. Jacob wasn't scared of nobody. Let me go on. Next scripture. Deuteronomy 4 verse 9. Try to get finished, people. I don't know how much time I got. I'll check in a minute. Let me check. I got a little bit of time. Deuteronomy 4:9. I heard my sister them telling me the other day, oh, your little granddaughter, she's so smart. She's going to be a prophet. She's going to be this. She ain't going to be nothing. I'm speaking to you people. She ain't going to be nothing. Why? Why my granddaughter ain't gonna be nothing? And she's a genius already. But guess what? We all are geniuses. But it's been stripped out of us as children. She ain't gonna be nothing because they got an Xbox in front of her. That's all she do. She stay up every night, all night, playing the Xbox. Roadblock. Some little game they got for kids called Roblox. My little grandbaby, 6 years old, 5 years old. She came on the phone the other day and said, oh, well, the sun is Jupiter. That's what she said. The sun is Jupiter. And the sun is planet. I said, how do you know that? Who told you that? She said, oh, my gay robot taught me that. So people, do you see? You are destroying your own children. You have destroyed them. You have been destroyed. Deuteronomy. She ain't gonna never be nothing. None of my grandkids. Why? because they mama was nothing and they daddy was nothing and they was programmed just like we have been programmed all our lives. No, it ain't gonna be nothing but good little slaves like we've been all our life. Good little begging slaves lining up for a piece of cheese. Deuteronomy 4:9. Only take heed, the God of Israel say, to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thy eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach thy sons and thy sons' sons. So the God of Israel, our God, the God of the Hebrews, told our ancestors, don't forget what you have saw, Israel. Don't forget the law that I told you what you got to keep in order for you to be blessed. Don't forget, Israel. And teach it to your sons. Your sons. Teach it to your son. And then teach it to your son, your grandson, and your great-grandson, and all of them. Teach them the law. Teach them the covenant. Teach them to be righteous. Teach them to obey the God of Israel. Not Jesus. He said, don't forget it, Israel. Because if you forget it, you're going to forget to teach it to your sons. That's three generations right there, four. We have forgot the God of Israel. We have forgot the law and the covenant that was gave to our ancestors. Why? Because we programmed to believe a lie rather than the truth, to believe something else. Next scripture, Pete. Kids ain't nothing, man. Look at your kids. Look at your teenage sons and daughters. Look at them. Such a pathetic people. Such a lost and destroyed generation. Just like my generation was lost and destroyed. Just like my mama generation was lost and destroyed. Just like her mama generation was lost and destroyed. Just like that. It's one generation after the people. You think you just gonna, Deuteronomy 5:9. Your mama ain't told you nothing. Your daddy ain't told you nothing. Half of y'all don't even know your daddy. And he didn't know nothing no way because he was another program. Daddy didn't know nothing or your mama. But telling you to go to school and get an education and be a good little slave and do whatever the government tell you to do. Go to their college. Go to their school. Go to their market. Go to their grocery store. Go to their clothing store. Go to their water house. Go. Be a good little slave. Be good. Be good. Obey. Follow the rules. Follow the rules. If you know what people, you should have said to yourself, my mama followed these same rules. My daddy followed these same rules. And look at their life. And look what they went through. And look what they had. So why should I follow what they follow? Because I can see it didn't get them nowhere. It didn't do nothing for them. See, this is how they can take generations down of people. Because as long as they can get you to believe the lie, and as long as they can keep us believing the lie, that we nobody, we got to work for them. We got to build their houses. We got to build their cars. We got to build their restaurants. We got to build their clothing stores. We got to build Macy's. We got to drink their water. We got to wear their clothes. We got to eat their food. As long as they can keep us believing that people, they're going to continue to destroy generations. But guess what? This is the last generation. There will be no more generations after this one. And that's why you got little children die, newborn babies die, teenagers die, old people die with cancer and all kind of disease and all kind of mental illness and sickness and demonic stuff going on, raping kids and sucking kids' bloods and having sex with dogs and animals. You got all kind of stuff going on, people. Why? Because this is the last generation. And he's going to pull the remnant out. Long as you keep believing the lie, you're going to always be poor, broke, and hungry. And you're never going to have nothing. Never. Never. The little check you get, you got to go and run it back right and give it right back to him. You don't work hard for that check, man, all week. All week you work so hard to get that $200 or that $400. So you got to turn around and pay your rent when you're supposed to have your own house built from the ground. Your own house built from the ground. You got to take that little check. Pay for your college education. When the God of Israel said the Holy Spirit will teach you whatever you need to know is already in you. Next scripture, people. I'm tired of it, people. I am sick of it. I am sick of it. I'm sick of looking at a people that is so very powerful and so very awesome, but yet we are begging bread. We vagabonds. We vagabonds in the earth. And I'm going to prove that with the next scripture. Mate. You don't care. You don't care about your own kids. You just keep programming them, programming them, programming them, programming them, programming them the way you was programmed. I tell my 20-something-year-old son right now, you need your own food. You need your own water. You need your own life. You need your own this. You need your own that. No, don't work for nobody. No. 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 Work for righteousness. Deuteronomy 5:9. Did I go to it, people? No, I didn't go to it. That's the next verse. I tell him that now, but I didn't tell him that when he was a little boy. He already been destroyed. The seed have already been planted. As a child, I plant the seed in him to follow this system, to follow their way. To follow their religion and their God, their gods. It already was planted in him as a child. I destroyed my own child. Yes. And you destroyed your own child too. Because you are destroyed. You don't know nothing, people. You know absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. You don't have no wisdom, no knowledge, no understanding. All you know is what the government programmed you to know.
That's why you got to go to school. That's what education is all about. It's all about programming you to be what they want you to be and do what they want you to do. The God of Israel closed all their schools down, but you people want to open them back up.
Next scripture, Deuteronomy 5:9. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 9. Thou should not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. So the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is telling the children of Israel, do our ancestors back in ancient times. We living in modern now. We are their children. Same bloodline, same people. He's telling them, don't bow down to no other God but me. Don't serve no other God but me. Don't serve no other man. Don't serve no one but me. Don't bow to no man on this earth but me. And that's why they took Peter them life, because Peter them refused to bow to the Roman government that was ruling Jerusalem when they was living. They refused to bow to Pilate and Herod and all them, the Roman government. They said, no, do whatever you want to do. You can kill me, whatever you want. I will not bow. I will not bow to you. Because they was righteous people. That's the difference between you and them, the disciples. You're not righteous. They refused to bow to Pilate. Son refused to bow to Pilate. He said, no, you can't take my life. I'm giving you my life for my people, the children of Israel. Thou should not bow thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I am a higher thy God, am a jealous God, visit thee the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. We are in the fourth generation right now. We are in the fourth generation right now, people. To them that hate me. How do I know we're in the fourth generation? Because you got a lot of people that hate the God of Israel. We are in the third and fourth generation. The fourth one. The third generation was back then when they caught the Spanish flu 100 years ago. You know we got a new flu now, the COVID-19, 100 years later, the fourth generation. Those that hate me, that's how I know we are in the fourth generation, because you got billions and trillions of people all over this world that hate the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, the God of the Hebrew nation, the God of Israel. Thousands and millions of them hate me, he say, the fourth generation, and I'm ready to visit their iniquity. And that's why you got people dropping dead right now. Not only from COVID-19, all kind of death and destruction. Suicide, kids dying, mamas dying, whole families killing each other, all kind of stuff. He said, I will visit. I'm going to visit the iniquity of the children in the third and fourth generation. He's here. The God of Israel is in this earth visiting the iniquity of our fathers. He visited way back then when they got off the slave ship. That was 500 years ago. And he visited today, the fourth generation. They hate me, he said. You hate the real God, don't you? You hate the God of the Spirit. You hate him. You don't like him. You just don't want to be with him. You just don't want to even spend no time or talk to him or say nothing to him. You hate him. Anybody that you don't spend no time with, you don't like them. Anybody that you don't talk to, you don't like them. You hate him. Okay? And look what he said in verse 10 of Deuteronomy 5. The fourth generation. You personally hate him. Thou shalt not, it says, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Psalm 78, 3 through 6. Wow, people, it's so deep. It is so deep what's going on right now. It's so prophetic. It is so deep. It is so deep, so very deep. Psalm 78, verse 3 through 6. Which we have heard and know, and our fathers have told us. We would not hide them from their children. Showing to generations to come the praise of Ahia and his strength and his wonderful works that he have done. That's what we're supposed to be showing to our children. The wonderful works of the God of Israel. What he have done in this earth. But instead of showing that to our children, we showing our kids drugs, alcohol, how to have sex, how to serve another God named Jesus and Yah and all kind of false gods. How to be whores and prostitutes. How to be drug dealers. How to rob and steal and combine. How to be evil and hateful and hold grudge towards one another. How to be prideful. That's what we show in our children. How to have a lot of pride and how to look like everybody else when we are kings and queens and supposed to wear royal apparel every day of our life because we are real kings and queens. Real. Ask the white folks about our DNA. They'll tell you. They'll tell you what's in our DNA. They ain't gonna tell you because they're trying to hide it. But they know. We kings and we queens and we from the royal bloodline of Abraham. I thank God. We gods in this earth. Only if we righteous can we be gods. Only if we serve the God of Israel can we stand in that authority and that power and that strength. We will not hide it from their children. Show unto the generations to come the praise of Ahia. Ain't nobody praising Ahia. Ain't nobody praising the God of Israel. Ain't nobody praising the God of the Hebrews, the God of Moses. They praising Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jehovah, Jehovah, That's why they at the border right now, licking the dust off the ground, hungry. Thousands of them is at the border. Hebrews, licking the dust off the ground because they ain't got no water and they ain't got no food. Kissing up in the government ass. Thousands. Because they've been forsaken by the God of Israel, their God and their Father. Showing to the generations to come. They ain't showed me how to praise the God of Israel. I ain't never heard of the God of Israel. I heard of it. They ain't told, showing me what I got to do and how, none of that. For he established, it say right here, Psalm 78 verse 4, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praise of a higher and his strength and his wonderful works that he have done. For he established a testimony in Jacob. Who is Jacob? Our father, Yaakov. Yaakov, Israel is his name. The father of the 12 tribes. The father of the Hebrew nation. The father of the Israelites. That would be us. Over to the ones over there at the border, waiting on Biden to open the border up so they can go in. Those are the sons and daughters of Jacob. And they don't know it. Guess why? Because they mom and they daddy, daddy, mama, mama and them ain't told them to do nothing but serve Jesus and Ceramesis and Mother Mary, Queen of Heaven, Guadalupe. And that's why they licking the ground right now. They got thousands of children locked up in jail right now in FEMA camps. Because they've been forsaken by their God for serving other gods. And guess who fault it is? They mommy and they daddy. And guess who fault it was? Their mommy and their daddy. It was there in the Bible the whole time, people. You just don't want to read the Bible. You don't want to understand the Bible. You don't want to see what the Word of God have for you to see and know. It's always been there. Who you are, who your God is, what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to do it, how you're supposed to bring your children up. David said, we're not going to hide it from our children. We're going to tell them about the God of Israel. We're going to tell them about the God of Jacob. We're going to tell them about Abraham. We're going to tell them about the covenant. We're going to tell them about the law. We're going to tell them what they got to wear. We're going to tell them what they got to eat. We're going to tell them what they got to do. We're going to tell them how to be wealthy. David said, we ain't going to hide it from them. For he established a testimony in Jacob. And appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. What did I just tell you, Pete? What did I? You wonder why your kids and they kids and they kids and they grandkids and they great-great-grandkids. And you wonder why they are so pitiful, so pitiful, so very pitiful and weak, just like you are weak and I'm weak and all us weak. Because the law was established in Israel, the 12 tribes. Which he commanded our fathers that we should make them known to their children. No, your grandbaby will never be nothing. As long as you keep teaching them about Jesus and Yah and Allah and all these gods and all this religion and all this stuff that this beast system have set up for us to follow and do. Little May May and Boo Boo Nell and Ta-Ta Nell will never be nothing. Believe what I am telling you, people. They sweeping a jail out right now for them. A cell. You got kids locked up right now at 5 years old for killing everybody in the family. 10 years old. Killed their mom. Killed their daddy. Beat them to death. 20 years old. Took the whole house down. Boo Boo never be nothing. Just like you wasn't nothing. You still ain't nothing. What? Because you got a little job and you got a pension coming in, $1,000 a month for working as a slave all your life? No, you ain't nothing. You ain't nothing, man. You supposed to have the wealth of Abraham, your father, a Hebrew. Oh, my God. And guess what? This is a word of wisdom. The people that rule over us or over you, because don't nobody rule me but the God of Israel. And I'll die saying that. The people that rule over you, the only reason they wealthy and rich and not so much money, the only reason they have the wealth that we supposed to have. We making them rich when we supposed to be making our own selves rich and wealthy. They have our wealth. As long as we continue to serve them and teach our children to serve them and obey them and do what they say, they're going to continue. The wealth that they have is ours. They ain't got nothing. The promise is not for the Gentiles. They Gentiles. The promise is not for them. The promise is for us and our seed. Our children. But because people, we are their slaves, we are their servants, we do everything they tell us to do, we eat what they say, we wear what they say, we drink what they say, we do every single thing that they say, and because of that, they rich and they wealthy. Just because they got slaves and servants to take care of them and pay all of their bills. We pay all of their bills, people. We pay their mortgage. We pay their car notes. We build the cars. Let me help y'all with some wisdom. We build the cars for them on their assembly lines and their corporation. And then we turn around and take our paycheck after they take the taxes out of our check. We pay them to work for them. That's what taxes mean. We pay them to work for them. Over in USA and Europe, Mexico, they ain't got no taxes coming out the check. But their payment is so little. Over there in the Caribbean and Mexico where the 10 tribes are. They pay is so little that they can't take no taxes out of that because it ain't nothing to tax because the pay is so little and pitiful. So what I am saying, Pete, we build their houses, we build the cars, we build this, we build that, and then we take our little check that we get and go buy a house for $1 million or $10,000. Then we go buy a car for $20,000. We taking a little money that we make and giving it to them. And after we don't build everything for them so they can get wealthy off of us. And we just take our little check and divide it up and pay our car note and our mortgage note and this note and this. And then we got to buy food, all they poison, satanic processed food up in their stores. People, y'all don't see it. This has been going on for 500 generations, ever since our ancestors got kicked out of Jerusalem. We their children. Next scripture, Pete. Psalm 70, I'm going to take this all the way to the sixth verse. Psalm 78, verse 6. That the generations to come might know them, even the children which shall be born, who shall rise and declare them to their children. So the law was established in Israel, and a testimony was in Jacob. And our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come, y'all hear this? The generation to come. See what my mama and them supposed to have been teaching us and our daddy them? The law. That's what we supposed to be learning, not get an education. Not go work for no white man and his corporation. That the generation to come might know. They might know the God of Israel. They might know the God of the Hebrews. I can ask a little child right now, who is the God of Israel? I guarantee you they're going to say, I don't know. I guarantee you that. I could go right now, cross the street, and get a little boy and ask him, who is the God of the Hebrews? I don't know. I ain't even never heard of no Hebrews. I could go down the street and get a teenager, 20 years old, I mean 18 years old, and ask him, who is Jacob? I don't know. Who is Jacob? I ain't never heard of no Jacob. I could go down the street and get a 50-year-old man or a woman and ask them, what is the law in the Bible? Oh, I ain't under the law. I'm under grace. The law done away with. It's the Ten Commandments. Do y'all see this? Mental programming that we have been under for generations. I don't know the God of Israel. I don't know who Jacob is. I don't know who Hebrews are. I don't know about the law and the Bible. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who the children of Israel is. I don't know nothing. All I know is Jesus. All I know is go to school. All I know is to work. That's all I know. All I know. But look what it said in Psalms 78, verse 6. King David said, even the children which shall be born, who shall arise and declare them the children. So even the children that was not even born, Jacob said, we got to teach this generation about the God of Israel. We got to teach this generation about our law. We got to teach this generation that they Hebrew. That's what he said way back then. We got to teach them who they are, who their God is. That when the children that are not born in this earth, they will know. They will know who the God of Israel is. They will know that they Hebrews. They will know that they are the 12 tribes. They will know that Jacob is their father. But if we don't teach them that, they will never know. And guess what, people? We've never been taught that. They taught us that Jesus was our God. And Jesus. Be going, people. Next scripture, Psalm 71:9. Psalm 71:9. Yes. I'm getting there, people. I don't have that many more. I'm getting there. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth me. See, King David from the tribe of Judah, a Hebrew. See, the people down the street, the little boy around the corner and the man down the street and the little girl and the teenager, they don't know who King David is. They knew he was a king, but they didn't know he was a Hebrew king. They think he's a white man because they painted all the pictures of the kings, of the disciples, the Son of God, everybody white. So the little people down the street, down the corner, around the corner, they think David was a white man. They don't know that he was a black man, a Hebrew from the tribe of Judah. For David said, now I'm old, God. I'm old. Forsake me not. Y'all old people don't know what it is to pray to the God of Israel. Y'all old people don't know what it is to call on the God of the Hebrews. You've been calling on Jesus all your life. All your life. You've been calling on the wrong God. All your life. You done taught it to a generation of children to call on the wrong God. But David was an old man. An old king. Pray to the God of Israel to have mercy on me. Next scripture. Psalms 109:10. No, people, the God of Israel ain't finished with y'all. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet, people. You haven't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing, people. You have not, because you have not. You have not. Because you won't stop, people. You will not stop. 109 of Psalms, verse 10. Generational, man. Generation after generation after generation after generation after generation after generation after generation in prison. All our kids locked up in mental institutions. All our old men walking around with their pants hanging off up, sitting in front of video games, Xbox 360s at 40 years old, still playing Xbox because their mama programmed them as babies to do that, and they cannot let it go. All our young men sell drugs, strung out on drugs, poor, broke, hungry, ain't got nothing. Waiting on a government check or food stamps or some kind of form or check. Look at us, people. Look at the Hebrew nation. Look at the Hebrew nation, the greatest people on earth. The greatest people on earth. Look at us. Look at the border. Look at Mexico border. Those are Hebrews on that border. And there's nobody that got enough love in their heart, enough love in their mind to go to that border, to go to that border and take the people some water and some food. Nobody. We got to leave them in the hands of the government, FEMA, to get them food and to get them water. They are brothers and sisters. And we say we love God. We say we love God and we righteous and we blessed. When them little churches on the border so hungry and you got a pocket and a bank full of money, you can do whatever you want to do. I'm talking to you, some of you Hebrews. You got money.
elders of your Hebrew Israelite congregation, won't they go to the border and help Zebulun and Issachar? Won't they go there?
No, you won't go there because you're not righteous. Next scripture, Psalms 109:10. Let his children be fatherless. Psalms 109:9. And his wife a widow. This how you know the God of Israel has forsaken you. The daddy got shot up. The kids are fatherless. The kids are motherless. The mother died in a car accident. Or the mother died this way. Or the father died this way. Or this happened. Or that happened. They fatherless. That's the wicked that the God of Israel said he was going to cut off, remember? He said he's going to cut off the wicked. He's going to visit the iniquity of the wicked and cut them off. That's why the little girl ain't got no daddy. Her daddy died by gun violence. A freak accident. And his wife a widow. The wife ain't got no husband. My husband died because he was rebellious against the God of Israel. We didn't know him as the God of Israel back then. Me and him both was rebellious because I was a pastor of the Christian church and I only knew Jesus. And I became a widow. Because my husband was way worse than me. And I kept telling him. I was married for 25 years. I kept telling him, read the Bible. Try to find out what God wants you to do. Try to do something that God wants. No, I don't need God. I don't buy him. I don't need none of that. So he was cut off in the earth at 46 years old. A young man. 46, he was cut off. By who? The God of Israel cut him off because he refused. He refused to follow him. He refused to correct his behavior. So I became a widow. Look what it says, Psalms 109:10. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. This is the punishment of an unrighteous man or woman, boy or girl, little boy, little kids. It don't matter. Even little kids are unrighteous today. Because they've been taught at 2 years old to put an Xbox in front of them and play all night on an Xbox. Instead of having a little Bible or a little prayer right there, they put the Xbox in front of the kids at 2 years old. At 1 year old, they got an Xbox in front of them all night long. All night long. When I was a little girl, my mama trained me to go dance. Go dance. Could you get them off the porch? Go dance. He out there, honey. He out there. Go dance. I'm almost finished. To make money, people. And I was number 4 and 5, 6 years old. I supposed to be somewhere in the bed being taught about the God of Israel. See how we corrupt our children? Because we've been corrupted by our parents. They was corrupted by their parents, and their parents corrupted them, and they just keep going on and on and on. And it never stopped. So we become vagabonds. That's what we become He killed our daddy. He killed our mom and them. The wives become widows. He take their husbands and kill them. I'm talking about the God of Israel. He the one kill you. He give life and take it away. Then the little children become vagabonds. It says here in Psalms 119, let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Look, people, don't it speak for itself when we read Psalms 109:10? How mom and them have raised us. I ain't got no daddy. My daddy dead. You know how my daddy died, people. Let me tell y'all how my daddy died. Give y'all a testimony now. My daddy died with a heart attack for being drunk. He was drunk, and he died with a heart attack. I'm in overtime now. I think I got a chance to finish this, hopefully. He was a drunk. He had got drunk all day. He sat on the porch and creeled over and died. He was a drunk when I was a little girl growing up, and he died a drunk. So people, do you want to understand this is a generational thing? And he said, yeah, your little children are going to be vagabonds. They're going to beg for food. They're going to beg for water. They're going to beg for the government to help them. They're going to beg for a job. They're going to beg. They vagabonds. They ain't got nothing. They're poor. Why you think they run into the border trying to get into the United States? They vagabonds. They poor. They mom and them taught them how to for serving other gods and doing all that stuff that they've been programmed to do. And that's exactly how the government looking at them, like vagabonds. That's what the God of Israel called them, vagabonds, because they forsake righteousness. I'm in overtime, people. Let them be vagabonds and beg. Beg. Borrow. Hebrew number 7591 for beg. Borrow. Borrow. Oh, I got to go to the real estate. Tell them I need a house. Oh, I got to go to the car lot, the car dealer. Tell them I need to buy a car. Beg. I got to go, to Banker Aztec in Mexico. I need a loan because I need to buy me a motorbike, a motorcycle. Oh, I got to go to the market and line up at their store and let them scare my head so many times with radiation. With radiation, let them scare me 100 times with radiation because I got to eat their food. I'm hungry. I'm begging for their food. I got to take my little $30 that I got left on my job and go give it to them and beg for their poison food. Next scripture, people. Vagabonds. You ain't got nothing, people. We ain't got nothing. We vagabonds. Begging for food stamps. Begging for stimulus checks. Begging for government. Begging for their education. Begging, begging, begging. Please, please let me go to your college. My mama called me the other day. Oh, I know my grandson is a genius. He's smart. Oh, your grandson, he just got approved for, he just got a scholarship to go to college. Who cares about a scholarship? Who cares about that white man college that's going to take all my son's mind out of him? When he get through going to that college, he won't be no genius no more. He won't be no A student no more. He's going to be a slave, a vagabond.
waiting in the line for the government assistance, just like we've been doing for four generations, for 500 years. Next scripture. Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child. Okay, people. And the way they should go. That's what done happened to us. We've been trained up by our moms, by our dads, by our grandparents, by our uncles, by our aunties. We've been trained up in the way that we should go. And what way is that? What way is that that we've been trained up? To go to church. Follow Jesus. Go to Capitol. Trained up. Get a job. Get an education. Trained up. But that's not what the Bible is saying right here. That's how we have been trained by the government, the rulers of this earth, the ones that took our ancestors down. Now they're taking four generations of children down. Train them up in the way they should go. I trained my son the same exact way that I was trained. And right now today, he ain't got nothing. He ain't got absolutely nothing. You don't have nothing but a job and an education. What else do you have? Little money in the bank. What the Bible is talking about right here in Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart. That means train them up under the law. Train them up under the God of Israel. Train them up under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Train them up under the covenant. Train them up like Abraham was. Train them up like Isaac was. Train them up like Jacob was, our father. Do the same thing that they did so we can be just like them. Our kids can be like them. Do what David did. Train our children up the way King David was. Train them up in the way that they should go. And that's why we go in all kind of ways. We go in every way that we've been trained up to go. Your mama was a hoe, so you a hoe. Your daddy was a drunk, so you a drunk. Your daddy was a homosexual, so you a homosexual. Your mama was full of pride and arrogant. Now you pride and arrogant. Your daddy was poor and you poor. Next, train them up in the way that they should go. The rich rule, Proverbs 22:7, I got to get out of here, people. The rich rule it over the poor. See, we've been trained, Proverbs 22:6, in the way that we should go. And when we got old, we did not depart from the way we was trained. I didn't depart from the way my mama trained me. And that's why I still haven't received the wealth of Abraham. That's why I still haven't received the wealth of my father Jacob and my inheritance. It say the rich rule over the poor.
It said here, Proverbs 22:7, the rich rule over the poor. Who is the poor? The 12 tribes of Israel, the Hebrew nation. We forsaken our God. We have forsaken our law. We have forsaken our covenant. We have forsaken our way. It's already written, people, what we're supposed to do. The rich rule over the poor. Who is the rich? The Gentiles. They rich. The Spaniards, the Germans, the Russians, the white man in America, the rednecks, I call them. They all the same family, Edomites, the Chinese, rich. The ages, the people that rule this earth, that set up all your laws and all your government and all your grocery stores and all your markets and all your clothing lines, all your warehouses and all your real estate companies, all your banks. The rich rule over the poor. And the borrower is servant to the lender. So we the borrowers, and they the rich. And we always go to them and say, I want to buy a house. They give you the money. I want to buy a car. They give you the money. I want to buy a pair of Nike gym shoes, Jordans, and they give you a credit card to do that. And we become their servants. We become their servants. My mama and them been doing it all their life. Going to them, telling them what they need and what they want instead of having their own. You is a poor, pitiful people. Pitiful. You got to run over there to the government. Oh, I need a job. I want to go to America and give me a job. Make me some money. What money? What money is in America? What money? The same money that's in Mexico. The same money that's in the Caribbean. The same money that's all over the world. You are a borrower. You are a servant. You are poor. And the rich rule over you. Why? Because you letting them rule over you, people. Abraham wouldn't let no one rule but his God. Isaac wouldn't let no one rule him but his God. Next scripture, Second Timothy 3:15. God ain't never told you to go borrow no money. The God of Israel ain't never told you to go borrow nothing and build nothing for no one and eat their food and run up in there. He never told you that Israel. He never told you that Hebrew. He said, build your house. Go in the woods. Go in the forest and get some wood and build you a house. He didn't tell you to go to no bank and get nothing. He said, build you a house. Ride on a donkey. You don't need no car. Ride on a donkey. Ride on a horse. Whatever you got to put yourself in debt to the lender, because you're going to be his slave if you do that the rest of your life. And you're going to put your children as slaves. Because guess what? If you don't pay the debt, your children got to pay it. No, but you want to be like your daddy, the Gentiles. Because they driving big cars and big this and big that and living in big houses. They rich. They can afford that. You little poor broke people that got nothing. How you going to afford $1 million house when you make it $500 a week? How you going to afford a $20,000 SUV when you make it $1,000
a month or $1,000 a week. Stop being so. Get a donkey. Get on a donkey. Get there any way you can. If you want a car, pay cash for it. Next scripture. 2 Timothy 3:15. I got to get out of here now. You are slaves because you put yourself in bondage through barring. Everything you buy, it go right back to the pawn shop. Oh, my God. You buy your brand new car. You pawn that because you ain't got no food. You buy your brand new house. You got to get your equity on it. Take a loan out on it. You ain't got enough money to pay your bills, and you ain't got enough money to do that. You ought to see the people in Mexico. Buy mopeds and all that from the bank. And guess what? They ride for about 1 or 2 or 3 months. Then they got to take to the pawn shop and pawn it so they could feed their family. Systematic programming for generation, 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 generation. 2 Timothy 3:15. And after that, I got about 3 more, and I got to get out of here. They're going to cut me off. 2 Timothy 3:15, people. 1, 2, 3, 4 generations of young and old people vanishing away. Morally, mentally, physically are vanishing away. 2 Timothy 3:15. My mama still won't call me on the phone. Oh, your son just got a pupil scholarship. Oh, your son just got a job. What? Get off of the phone talking to me about that slave mentality. Because I'm way beyond that now. I don't care nothing about no job. I don't care nothing about no scholarship. I don't care nothing about none of that. Forget that slave mentality. I'm never going to be a warrior ever again. Young old fool she is. At 80 years old, she's still an old fool. An old fool at 80 years old. Still ain't got no sense. Dumb. I'm talking about my mama. My daddy dead. He didn't have none either. Next scripture, 3:15. And that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in the Messiah, Yeshua. David knew the Holy Scriptures since he was a child. Samuel knew the Holy Scriptures since he was a child. Joshua knew the Holy Scripture since he was a child. Moses taught it to them. Taught it to him when they was in the wilderness. Timothy say right here, you have knew the Holy Scripture since you was a child. But guess what? Our young people don't know nothing about the Holy Scriptures. Our little babies, from 1 year old all the way up until they old people, still don't know the Holy Scriptures. Wow, people. Ever since you was born, you've been taught another scripture. That's why Peter and Timothy and all of them were so blessed. Because they was taught the law. They was taught about righteousness as children. Look, Isaac. Jacob, Isaac, told Jacob, his son, put the scrolls in front of him at 2 years old and show him the scriptures, the law, the Tanakh, the covenant. What our children know. You know what I knew as a little child? Let me tell you what I knew, Pete. How to drink alcohol. How to go to church. I didn't know nothing. You don't know no scriptures. You know a religious doctrine that was taught to you. That's all you know. You don't know the scriptures. The scriptures will make you wise, it say. That's why you people ain't got no sense. That's why you so dumb. That's why my mama's still calling me at 80 years old, talking about my son got a job. My grandson won a scholarship because she ain't got no sense. She ain't wise. She never knew the scriptures. And because she didn't know them, she didn't teach it to me. And that's why you got generations of people vanishing away. Decaying. Decay. 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 Old. Sick. Confused. Messed up. Broke. Hungry. Not a dollar in your pocket. And you 60 years old.
The Holy Scriptures can make you wise. Only the Holy Scriptures, people. The Holy Scriptures is the first five books of Moses, the law, and the Tanakh, the prophets, can make you wise. And guess what? If you're not reading that, and you don't know that, and you reading the Bible, not as people, as long as you just keep the Bible sitting down, looking at you every day, and going to the New Testament, the New Testament, the New Testament, the law done away. I don't need to read that. We on the grace. We on the this. We on the that. I don't need the Bible like my dead husband told me. I don't need the Bible. You need the Bible. So in other words, what he was saying, he don't need the God that created the Bible or wrote the Bible. That's really what he was saying. And that's why he died at 46 years old. A young man. Young and old. They died at 2, 5, 4, 10. It doesn't matter. Vanishing away. Why? Because they don't know the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Scriptures will make our young people wise. They don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. They've been hearing that stuff all their life. They done heard that. They can see that ain't doing nothing for them. That's why they go to church, young people. They don't have no interest in church. They don't have no interest in it. Because that's not the Holy Scriptures. And it's not helping them. It can't help them because it's not Holy Scriptures. That's a religion and a doctrine. Next scripture, Isaiah 53:8. Only the Holy Scriptures can make our children wise and make you wise at 60 and 70 and 80 years old. Isaiah 53:8. You know what, Pete? Ever since I stopped being a Christian, it ain't been that long either. Ever since I stopped being a Hebrew, Israelite, following Elder Ricard, G-O-C-C now, I have became wise. I denounce all religions and all gods and all the teaching and understanding and not that my mom gave me. I denounced all of that. And now I'm wise because I can see the truth now.
And I know who I am, and I know who my God is, and I know what my God wants me to do. And it was not shown to me till I denounced every religious system and order of this world. I denounced all the laws of this world. They're food. I ain't been in a grocery store in 2 years almost. I haven't been in a grocery store in almost 2 years, people. I denounce their way to find the real way, the real God, the righteousness that's going to make me wise, the righteousness that's going to be the wealth of Abraham. Wealth. Got to go beg no bread from no government, no handout, no check. I got wealth. Get the 3-8. Well, kids don't know nothing about wealth, man. You never taught them about wealth. All you ever taught them is go to school. Going to school would not give you wealth. College would not give you wealth. Just a job. A job cannot give you wealth, people. You defeated your own selves. Isaiah 53. Now after that, I got 3 more. Don't finish, people. I got to get out of here. They're going to cut me off. Isaiah 53. I had come today. Ain't nobody going to talk to you like this. None of your leaders, none of your bishops, none of your pastors, your mama, your daddy, nobody, your auntie now. Bebe them and Shaquilla them, they ain't going to talk to you about this. Because they don't understand this, what I'm talking to you about. Oh, they going to talk to you about. I ain't even going there, people. Next scripture, Isaiah 53:8. He was taken from prison. Who is he? Yeshua, the Son of God. And from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? He was cut out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. That's why the Son of God was killed. For the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. He wasn't killed for no Gentiles. Those are not his people. His people is the bloodline of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Hebrew nation. Hebrew people. The sons and daughters of Jacob is the Son of God bloodline. Hebrews. The same people that's over there at the border right now. They Hebrews. The same people over there in Central and South America. They Hebrew. Colombia. Hebrews. Venezuela, Hebrews. Mexico, Hebrews. Belize, Hebrews. He said right here in Isaiah, he was taken to prison for the children of Israel. Who gonna declare? Who gonna declare the truth right now that the Son of God is a Hebrew? Not a white man with long hair. Who gonna declare the truth? Who gonna give truth in this earth? That he was cut off for the children of Israel. He lost his life for the transgressions of the 12 tribes of Israel, Jacob's sons and daughters. Who gonna declare that? Nobody. Because you're too busy talking about what Jesus doing. He ain't no white man. He a Jew. He a black man. From the tribe of Judah. The same tribe I'm from. Next scripture. Jeremiah 7. You ain't got no scripture in the Bible to prove that you call him Jesus. The Son of God was a white man. It's not one scripture in the Bible to prove that the Son of God was a white man. But you got many scriptures in the Bible to prove that he was a black man. many. He's a Hebrew. And he's the king. And he's the savior. Yeshua of the children of Israel. They still alive. Next scripture, Jeremiah 7:26. I got two more after that, people. Three, I'm finished. Jeremiah. Ooh. Jeremiah 7:26. Yeah, eat it, people. Eat it. Eat your life. Eat what your miserable life have given you. Nothing. 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 And I'm not going to my grave not having nothing. I'm not going to my grave being a servant to the Gentiles. I'm not going to my grave letting the Gentiles rule over me. Till I leave this world, I refuse to. I'm going to go to my grave with the wealth of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my fathers. And the understanding, and the wisdom, and the knowledge of my father Jacob. He was a God, and he was a prince with man. He was a prince with God. Jeremiah 7. You want to be weak? Be weak. Be weak and be cut off with the wicked. Because the wicked are being cut off right now. If y'all don't know that, I'm telling you that. The wicked is being cut off right now. They dying and dropping dead, losing their mind, going crazy, all kind of stuff because they the wicked. That's why they can blow up their whole house and go to jail and act, don't even shed a tear. Why? Because they the wicked. They being cut off in the earth. Jeremiah 26. No, I ain't going to say that. Jeremiah 26. Yet they hearken not unto me. Look what the God says. Nor can they ear, but harden their neck, and they're worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not listen. They will not listen. But they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they shall not answer thee. They not going to listen, Jeremiah. They not going to listen. Why? Because they wicked. The children of Israel, our ancestors, was wicked. Wicked. Not Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our fathers. They was righteous. And that's why they were so wealthy and blessed and prosperous. Abraham was 100 years old. Looked like he was 20. Abraham was 100 years old. Looked like he was 20. Had the strength of a 20-year-old man at 100. Next scripture. Hebrews 3:9-13. And he said right there. Oh, 28 verse. Jeremiah 7:28. But thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obey not the voice of Ahiah, their God, nor receive correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. Cut off thy hair, Jeremiah, he told. Jeremiah 7:29. Cut off thy hair, Jeremiah, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high. Places for a higher have rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. That would be the third and fourth generation. I told you, 100 years ago, we had the Spanish flu that killed thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of people. 100 years later, that was the third generation. I told you generation is 100 years.
That was the third generation. The fourth generation would be this generation. This is the last and final generation. And that's why I told y'all earlier, kids are dying at young ages. You notice the fourth generation have another plague in the earth, like the third generation, COVID-19, killing millions of people, and they don't know how to stop it. Go back to COVID-19, they call it. Because it is the God of Israel. You cannot stop him with no vaccine, people. Nothing can stop him. He said it right here in Jeremiah 7:29. Cut off your hair, Jeremiah. Cut off thy hair, O Jerusalem. Who is Jerusalem? The 12 tribes of Israel. Cut it off and cast it away and take up a lamentation. You better start crying and hollering and moaning. Instead of they over there at the border crying for Biden to open up the gate and let them in. Y'all Hebrews better start crying for the God of Israel to help y'all. That's what you better start doing. Because they throwing you right up in jail. FEMA camps ain't nothing but jail. That ain't nothing but detention centers. That's nothing but prisons. He said, cut your hair off, Israel, Jerusalem. Cry on high, for Ahiah have rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath, the fourth generation, which is now. He have forsaken it. We are the generation of his wrath. Wrath means anger, furious. And that's why so many people dropping dead and dying. I just heard today on the, they said variant, the new COVID variant is taking over the U.S. What to do? We don't know if the vaccine gonna stop it. We don't know what we can do. We don't know. It kills more. It killed way quicker than the other one, they say. You are the generation of my wrath. I have forsaken and rejected you people. Because you are unrighteous. Yeah. Yes, people. No. You're not worried about dying, but you better worry about where you're going when you die. That's what you better worry about. That's what you better think about when you leave this earth, where you gonna go. Huh? That's what you better think about, people. I ain't scared of death. Yeah, really. You ain't gonna die no way. You just going to the spiritual world where you will never die. Next scripture, Pete. So you are the fourth generation. We are the fourth generation. We are the children of the wrath, of his generation of his wrath. And that's why so much is happening. Volcanoes. They got volcanoes over there in Iceland and stuff blowing up by itself. In Mexico, they got a drop over there. Ain't no rain. Ain't no water. Ain't nothing. Brother and sister. The generation of his wrath will feel all his power. All his power. All his chastisement. Your government can't fix it. They can't fix it. And they can't stop it. The God of Israel going to show you that. Nobody can stop me. Next scripture. Hebrews 3. I got two more after that. I'm finished. I don't know if I'm still going or what. Let me check. I thank people. Hebrews 3. I'm almost finished. Two more people. Hebrews 3. Thank you. I gotta run here. America gonna give me some checks. They gonna give me this. America ain't gonna give you nothing but death, destruction, and hell. That's all they can get. Believe me, I've been in America all my life. You Hebrew Israelites that live in the Caribbean and Mexico, y'all think America is something? That's the harlot of the whole earth. She a whore. She a whore. She hate God. She hate the God of the Bible. And she hate his people, the children of Israel. They don't like you. They don't like you. Got so much confidence in America. And that's why Babylon going down. Because the God of Israel going to bring her down. That's prophecy. Hebrew 3:9. Let me get out of here, people. It's Passover for the God of Israel. It's his Passover. Hebrew 3:9. Hebrew 3:9. When your fathers tempted me and proved me and suffered 40 years, wherefore I agree with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my way. You always have error in your heart, and you do not know it. Your ancestors, they provoked him to anger in the wilderness. You, their children, provoking him to anger. You do always error in your heart, not knowing the scriptures, not knowing the God of Israel, not knowing his ways. So I swore in my wrath, Hebrew 3:11, they should not enter into my rest. The children of Israel in ancient times did not enter into his rest. And the children of Israel in modern times, the fourth generation, final generation, which have not entered into his rest. His rest is what he gave Abraham. His rest is what he gave Isaac. His rest is what he gave Jacob. His rest is what he gave Solomon till he went off and started serving other gods. His rest is what he gave King David. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departed from the living God to serve other gods. And that's just what you people have done. And that's what you people continuing to do. Even though you are the generation of his wrath, you're trying to be hard. You're trying to be hard. Oh, he's going to bring it down to your face. He gonna bring you down to your face, people. You got an evil heart. You don't have no belief in the living God. You believe in dead gods. Jesus, Yah, Allah, all them statues. You believe in them gods. You got an evil heart, people. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. No, you ain't got time for that. Next scripture, Ephesians chapter 2, one more after that, and I'm done. Thank you, God of Israel. Hebrew chapter 2, Ephesians 2. Sorry, people. Ephesians 2, people. Verse 2-3. Let's start at verse 1. And you have been quickened who were dead in trespass and sin, where in the time past you walk according to the course of this world. What is the course of this world, people? The beast system. The beast system is the course of this world. Vaccinations, course of this world. You believe in that. You walk in that. Education. the course of this world. Their food, their entertainment, their clothes is the course of this world. Their gods and their religions is the course of this world. Their jobs, their education, course, you have walked in the course of this world according to the prince of the power of the air. Who is that? Satan himself. He the one set up the beast system for you to follow, for me to follow. He the one set it up. And he got all his little agents like the government and all of them, the mayor and whoever, the Senate and the Congress. They the one enforce the prince of the air beast system. They enforce it. They the one make you do it. And if you don't obey them, they will put you in jail or they will kill you. And that's why they got you little weak slaves so afraid of them. Making all kind of laws and rules and stuff. Well, you got to send your kids to school. You got to do it with your kids. Or you got to do that with your kids. Or we will take your kids from you. Or we'll put your kids in prison. And we'll put you in prison and say you commit child neglect. They made a law. All kind of laws. For the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan himself, Lucifer, when he was up in heaven. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now work in the children of disobedience. You know what spirit you got? You got the spirit of the devil. You got the spirit of the devil because you disobedient. You walking to the course of this world. Oh man, it keeps scanning your head. The little knowledge that you got left in your brain because your brain have been dealt with from a child all the way up to now. They scanning that. They taking a little bit of sense that you got left with the radiation when you line up at the grocery stores. That's radiation. They scanning your little sense that you got left to make you like a zombie and a robot. And if you keep letting them scan you, you ain't going to have no sense left. Because that's straight up radiation. Just to eat their little poison, nasty, satanic, prince of the power of the air food that he created, that he made, that he processed. No, I don't need your food. I ain't going to want no market. You ain't gonna scan me. Not in my head. Number one, you ain't put nothing up to my brain. Nothing at all. It say Ephesians 2:1-2. I got one more after that and I'm leaving. Where in the time past you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now work in the children of disobedience, the fourth generation, the first generation, was my mama now, second generation, mama, third generation. Her mama. Fourth generation. My mama. See, Pete? That's how I go. That's how I work. That's how I operate. You are the children of the devil. That's the spirit that's working inside of you right now. You're against the God of Israel. You're against the God of Moses. You're against the God of the Hebrews. You don't even care about being a Hebrew. You don't even care about being a Hebrew. You don't care like looking like a Hebrew. You don't care like eating. You don't care about nothing but your government
and your power of the air, Satan and his system. Among whom also we all had our conversation and time passed. Look what Paul said. I used to be just like y'all, but not no more. Of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of last script, people, I told you. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and where by nature the children of wrath we are. We the fourth generation, the children of wrath. We're going to get the most punishment in any generation that was before us. We're going to get the most punishment, the most chastisement, the most wrath than any other generation, the fourth generation. That's why our kids die. All kind of stuff. Suicide, killing themselves, all kind of stuff. All kind of stuff. Accidents, drowning. That's why young men die. 15, 12, 10, 19, don't matter how old you is. Destroyed. Destroyed by the beast system. Our young people, our old people, every people have been destroyed by the beast and his system and his agents. We are the children of wrath by nature, because we want to fulfill the lust and our desires and the flesh of our mind. What our mind tell us to do, that's what we wanted to do. Whatever our mind tell us to feel, that's what we want to feel. Whatever our flesh tell us we want, that's what we want. Last scripture. Ephesians 5 and 8, and I'm finished, and I'm going to say, talk to y'all later, next week. For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in a higher. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Proving what is acceptable unto a higher. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but reprove them. Have no fellowship with the beast and his system and with his gods and with his religion and with his food and with his clothes, with his jobs, with his education, with everything he got. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness. And you've been having fellowship with them all your life. All your life, and that's why you so dark. You dark inside. You can't see the light. You can't see the truth. You don't have no wisdom. You don't understand. You don't understand what they are doing to you. You're not trying to snap out of it. You're just still walking into the fellowship of darkness. Not snapping out. You're still walking into it. And with that, people, they're going to cut me off now. I'm going to look up a word right here, if I can. I'm going to look up vanishing away. I'm going to look the definition up for vanishing. Vanishing away.
the word. Okay, people. See now. I am getting ready to leave now. Banish me away. Let's read. This is 1, 2, 3, 4 generations of young and old people. Wait, why? This is Sister Radio Talk Show, and I'm your host, Elisha Buck. Vanishing away, definition means to disappear. Gradually, but completely. To vanish. What do the word vanish mean, people? You know what the word vanish mean? To pass quickly from sight. Disappear. To pass completely from existence. To assume the value zero. That's what vanishing means. To assume the value zero, meaning you don't have nothing. You have a shirt on your back and the house that you paid a mortgage for and a car note for. Zero. Zero. You have absolutely nothing. It's a to pass quickly from sight. That's why they died at 1 year old, 2, 10, 12, 15, 19, 16, 30, 20, 60, 80, 90. To pass quickly from sight. We are the fourth generation. We are the children of his wrath. We are the children of disobedience. Banish to pass quickly from sight. You don't know why they die so young? That's why. Because they're not righteous and they haven't been taught righteousness. So the God of Israel ain't got no use for you, me, or our children. Anybody that's not righteous, he ain't got no use for them in this day and time. And that's why we vanishing quickly. It's a disappearing. I read on the news today, I think it was an article that I read. It's over millions of people that just have vanished away and don't know, nobody know where they at. They just vanished in thin air. Been gone for years and centuries. They've been gone. Don't nobody know. Their family don't even know where they at. They just vanish. Children, all kind of people vanish. It's they to disappear. The God is real. He's not playing, people. He is not playing with us. To pass completely from existence. That means die. Die, die, die. That's what it means. To vanish away. To assume to zero value. That means you are worthless. You worth absolutely nothing to the God that created you. His name is Ahaya. He's the God of the Hebrew nation. And we are the children of Israel, his chosen seed in the earth. And with that, people, I'll say, I'll talk to y'all next. week. Happy Passover to the remnant. I can't keep the Passover because I don't have what I need to have to keep. I can acknowledge it and thank the God of Israel for it. I am a Hebrew, but I can't keep the Passover. No one can keep it. Number one, we're not in Jerusalem. Number two, we don't have no priests, the Levites, the Haitians. Number three, they don't even know who they is in the earth. Number three, we don't have no sacrifice. He said everybody should take a lamb for a household. That's how you keep the Passover. Not go in no grocery store and buy lamb meat and buy and make you some rice and some potato salad and all that stuff. That's not how you keep the Passover. So no, I can't keep it. I can't keep it. And I'm glad God of Israel showed me that I can't keep it. Because guess what? I'd rather not keep it than to pollute it. Than to pollute it. It cut me off. Thank you. Than to pollute it. I'd rather not keep it than to pollute it. Okay, people, you can't keep none of the holy days, Hebrews, because you don't have no priests. Talk about it. 1, 2, 3, 4 generations of young and old people vanishing away.